Delph makes progress on the left-hand side, curls across, he's looking for Benteke! 1-0 to Aston Villa! It's been coming! 3-4 crosses have been swinging in there, and Delph swings another delicious cross in, and this time Benteke rises above everything and bullets the header into the back of Tim Howard's net. Benteke scores, and Villa lead at Villa Park. Here comes a delivery from Grealish into the near post. Ron Vlaar does it, and it's 2-0. It's Christian Benteke. The near post flick from Ron Vlaar, met full on by Christian Benteke. He's on a hat-trick now. A goal in the first 10 and a goal in the last 60 seconds as well. Villa will have a two-goal cushion going into half-time, and it's that man Benteke. Villa lead 2-0. Lukaku still with the ball at his feet, gone round the outside of Ron Vlaar, still working his way forward, still in there is Naismith, Ron Vlaar in the challenge, Naismith goes to the ground, penalty! Ron Vlaar challenges Naismith, Naismith goes to the ground, and Mark Clattenburg blows the whistle and points to the spot for a penalty to Everton. Romelu Lukaku for Everton from the penalty spot, just shimmies, and Shen Shea Given the right way, and the ball just dribbles beyond Shea Given's grasp into the net. Everton are back in the game. Here come Aston Villa with Cleverley! 3-1! Poor ball from the Everton defence. Tim Sherwood turns and celebrates, and Cleverley sprints away into the corner of Villa Park. The whole 10 meets the Trinity. That could be such an important goal as Cleverley latched onto the mistake, drills it beyond Tim Howard to relieve all sorts of pressure. At Villa Park, it's 3-1. The two-goal cushion is restored. In it comes, Jagielka. It's headed backwards, though. Shea Given's under all sorts of pressure. It's here on the side of the bar. It's going to go in. And Everton have got the goal. Shea Given wants a foul. He's not going to get it. Mark Clattenburg is not a popular man anyway. But it's 3-2 now. And Everton will feel there's still time. It's 3-2.
It's still going to go to the wire. You know, we're going to need three wins to stay in the division.
Today's results could have been better for you, couldn't they?
No interest in other people's results. Three wins for ourselves and we're in the division.
Five teams, Tim, separated by 2 points. It's tight.
No interest. If we win our games, we'll be in the division.
That was the kind of performance you wanted, though, today, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we've had that for probably 3 or 4 weeks now. The performance has been fantastic. We just got to marry that with goals, and today we did that. You know, it was still a nervy finish, but it's going to be tight.
Benteke, on that form, is almost unplayable, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he's nicked goals today, yeah. I mean, we knew that he would cause their two centre-backs some problems. We tried to get the ball into him early, but we also mixed it up. We passed through midfield as well, so we're happy with the way we played today, and we're just not happy that it was such a tight game because we didn't deserve to be, really.
But that scoreline flattered Everton, didn't it?
I think so, a wee bit. You know, we knew, we've given them a lot of respect. You know, they were the form team in the Premier League. You know, 5 wins out of 6. We knew we could have had an easier game here today, but Everton come along and we just took them out of the equation and concentrated on our own game, and we managed to do the job today.
And the crowd, terrific noise, 37,000.
Fantastic. They're going to be very important for us. You know, we've got 2 home games here. Even the travelling support what we have away at Southampton will be great. They realise that we're in the mess here, and it's going to go right to the wire to get ourselves out of it.
Tell me about the goals you conceded today. Do you think they were hard on you?
Yeah, I haven't seen the first penalty, to be perfectly honest, but it looked a little bit harsh. But certainly the foul on Shea Given was a tough one. I mean, he's interlocked arms and pulled him away. So if that's not a foul, I don't know what it is.
Brave decision, was it, for you to pick Shea over Brad?
No, I'd pick everyone on a level playing field. You know, don't matter if they're goalkeepers or not. You know, it's and you know, I just decided that's what I get paid to do and to make them decisions. And I just thought Shea would be good. We're fortunate to have very good goalkeepers at the football club. And today I had to make that decision, and he did well.
Talking of the performances, you mentioned the last 3-4 weeks have been of a standard. Do you think they're getting better?
I think they are, yeah. Obviously, they're buying into what I'm telling them on a training field. And you're actually seeing Tim Sherwood's side out there at the moment. You know, we're getting some players back fit, which is good. Yeah, I mean, everyone can see I like to move the ball and I like to play with pace down the flanks and good ball manipulators in the middle of the park, and we can control a football match like that. But we don't just pass for the sake of it. We pass to create chances, and I think that the big man is responding to that.
If it is going to go to the wire, and I think you're probably right, how important is it that most of your games are here?
Yeah, well, we love the fans here, obviously, but we don't care where we play, and we've applied ourselves brilliantly away at Tottenham and at Etihad. You know, we should have come away with something there, and we went to Wembley and played against Liverpool. So our performances have been good, you know, and we just need to keep that level of performance going and get a little bit of rubber to green. Hopefully the referees' decisions go with us, because that one at the end there could have cost us, you know, and a decision cost us at the Etihad, which is a little bit unfortunate. But, you know, you get on with it. But we get the rubber to green, we'll be all right.